Hey there, awesome humans. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world without losing your mind in the process. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize 2 hours have vanished? Or when your inbox feels like it's overflowing with a tsunami of emails, leaving you drowning in a sea of unread messages? Yeah, I get it. We live in an age where technology is constantly vying for our attention, demanding our time and energy 24/7. It's a double-edged sword, right? Technology has brought incredible advancements and connected us like never before, but it can also become overwhelming and distracting if we let it. That's why I created Digital Minimalism, Detox Your Mind Daily, to help you reclaim your time, focus your energy, and cultivate a sense of calm amidst the digital chaos. Today's episode is all about navigating technology with a clear mind. Think of it as your daily dose of sanity in an increasingly wired world. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you achieve just that. First up, awareness is your superpower. Ever notice how you often mindlessly scroll through social media or check your phone every few minutes? It becomes a habit we barely even realize we're doing. The first step to digital minimalism is becoming aware of your tech usage. Pay attention to how much time you spend on different apps, websites, and devices. Track it if you have to. Just like a detective investigating a case, observe the patterns and understand where your time goes. Second, intentionality is key. Instead of letting technology control your day, take back the reins. Before you reach for your phone or open your laptop, ask yourself, what am I hoping to achieve here? Do you need to check emails urgently, catch up with a friend, or simply procrastinate? Once you know your intention, you can make more conscious choices about how and when you engage with technology. Third, set boundaries like a boss. You wouldn't let people barge into your house uninvited, would you? Well, it's time to treat your digital space the same way. Set clear boundaries around your tech usage. Designate no phone zones in your home, like the dinner table or bedroom. Turn off notifications for non-essential apps and emails. Remember, you are the master of your digital domain, not the other way around. Fourth, find joy in the unplugged life. Technology can be a great tool, but it shouldn't be the only source of entertainment and connection in your life. Make time for activities that don't involve screens. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, have face-to-face conversations with friends and family. Remember those simple pleasures? They might just surprise you with how fulfilling they are. And finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, this isn't about becoming a tech hermit or living off the grid. It's about finding a healthy balance that works for you. Some days will be better than others. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at a coffee shop, trying to catch up on some work. Your phone vibrates, another notification. A text message pops up, a friend wants to chat. Your email pings, another urgent request. Suddenly, your focus is shattered, and you find yourself feeling overwhelmed and unproductive. Sound familiar? This is where digital minimalism comes in. Instead of letting distractions derail your workflow, you could set aside specific times for checking emails and messages, turn off notifications during focused work sessions, and even bring a notebook to jot down any creative ideas that pop up. By consciously managing your tech usage, you can reclaim control over your time and energy, allowing yourself to be more present and productive. Remember, folks, the goal isn't to eliminate technology altogether, it's about using it intentionally and mindfully. By practicing digital minimalism, you can navigate this ever-evolving landscape with a clear mind, a focused spirit, and a renewed sense of control over your digital life. So, are you ready to detox your mind daily? Take that first step by becoming more aware of your tech usage. Set boundaries, prioritize intentionality, and rediscover the joy in being present and unplugged. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little digital detox. Together, we can create a world where technology enhances our lives, not consumes them. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep those digital boundaries strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.